Simon & Schuster Audio presents Countdown 1945, the extraordinary story of the atomic bomb and the 116 days that changed the world, by Chris Wallace, with Mitch Weiss. Read by Chris Wallace.
Countdown 116 days. April 12, 1945, Washington, D.C. Harry Truman needed a drink. It was his 82nd day as vice president, and as usual, he spent the afternoon in the Senate chamber, this time overseeing a debate about a water treaty with Mexico. As senators droned on, his mind wandered to his mother and sister, who still lived near the old Truman family farm back in Grandview, Missouri. Truman pulled out some paper and a pen, even though he was seated at his elevated desk on the rostrum in the Senate chamber. "Dear Mama and Mary," he wrote, a windy senator from Wisconsin was going on and on about a subject with which he is in no way familiar. It was part of Truman's job as president of the Senate to officiate over sessions like this. But he couldn't wait for it to end. There was someplace else he wanted to be. He had no idea his life was about to change forever. Now, just before 5 p.m., the Senate mercifully recessed for the day. Truman started walking across the Capitol.